Last week we talked a lot about prayer, and prayer is our way of talking to God, and God opened it up so that we could talk to Him. And He gave those disciples a message that they kept and wrote. And they were to take the Word of God into the world. The original disciples of Christ traveled to teach the good news and to rebuke and correct false prophets. Their intention was to lead those who did not believe, teach them the way, the truth, and the life through Christ. In doing so, Bartholomew, one we don't talk very much about, he suffered and was severely tortured. He did not stop, but continued to exhort the people to believe in Jesus Christ and worship the one true God. Finally, to prevent him from saying anything else, they took an axe and they cut his head off. And then Philip, he went out. He was stoned to death by idol worshippers, but not until he had planted churches and many disciples. Matthew was still in Jerusalem when he wrote his gospel to the Jews in Hebrew. When Hadicus became king, he had Matthew arrested. And while he stood teaching in his church, he was dragged outside, nailed to the ground with short spears, and beheaded. And Jude, the brother of Jesus Christ, went to what is known as now Iran, and he preached boldly against worshiping false idols and making heathen sacrifices. The pagan priests saw that he was stealing people from them into his church. They attacked him and beat him to death with clubs. And Simon the Zealot was tortured and killed by spreading the good news. Thomas was no longer doubting Thomas. He was there for Christ now. He saw Christ and he went into North Africa preaching the good news of Jesus Christ. He later destroyed an image of the sun god, and that made everybody mad. All those. For this he was thrown into a fire and killed with a spear. The Apostle Paul, he was beheaded in Rome. That's where he finished in jail for I don't know how long. He was crucified. Peter was about to go away from Rome, but all of a sudden he met someone at the gate in a spirit. And the spirit said unto him, "This is thy home." And Peter thought he was talking about himself, so Peter went back into Rome, and there he was crucified. And he said, "Crucify me upside down. I'm not worthy to be crucified as Christ was." And then it was James the Lesser, Jesus' brother. He was on top of the temple, and they say he preached the best sermon he ever preached. Preached down to people coming in, and they were standing, many of them out there, and he was preaching on the gospel of Jesus Christ, and they were listening wholeheartedly until someone ran up and pushed him off the top of the temple. And when he fell to the ground, he didn't die right away. And his prayer was, "Lord, forgive them, they know not what they do." James, if you remember, the family didn't really believe that Jesus was the Messiah for the longest time, but now he knew. And he heard Jesus say those same words when he was being crucified. And he was still alive until one of the guys came with a club and clubbed him across the head and killed him. How important is the Word of God? Throughout the years, people have died all over the world trying just to tell others how wonderful the Word of God is. The importance didn't stop with the deaths of the apostles. It went on and got heavier even. Others continued to tell about the wonderful news, the wonderful life, the wonderful words all found in the gospel. William Tyndale translated the Bible into the words that even he called a plowman could understand them, because back then only those in the church could understand, because they were all written in Latin. So like today, it would be like me preaching to you in Latin, and you all would be looking at each other. That's the way it was back there. Nobody knew what they were actually saying until after they preached it, and then they told them to do this. So Tyndale found that out. So he took all those years to translate the New Testament in English so that he could give it to people and the people could stand there like we do today and we could read the Bible and understand what it said. Tyndale said, "I'll even for a lowly plowman, I'll fix it so he can read it himself." And then Tyndale left, finished writing it, and was sort of like in hiding when they found him and they took him and put him in a dungeon. And all night long, these new Bibles that he had written were handed out in England. And they said the most miraculous thing was at nighttime, the candles were lit in everybody's house, and they stayed lit the whole night so people can continue to read what we take for granted all the time. They had finally found something they could read and hold on to. Then Tyndale was taken from the dungeon. He was strangled, and his body was burned. His last words were, "Lord, open the King of England's eyes." And God honored Tyndale's prayer. And within 3 years, the King of England gave instructions to copy Tyndale's Bible that was completed by his buddy Coverdale and be placed in every church in England. Why is it that even in this day, people are dying to have a copy of the Bible all over the world? Glad you asked. It is because there are wonderful words of life found in the words in the Bible. They're inspired by God. In other words, people just didn't come up with something and say, "Dave wrote this today." Someone inspired each of those people to write, and it was God Almighty. He inspired them to write what he wanted them to hear. And God cannot lie, so we know all Scripture is the truth. Words so wonderful, for God wishes to speak with each of us. We get to go to God and speak to him through prayer. And then God in return gets to speak to us through Scripture. Awesome thing. God Almighty, who created all things, wants to listen to us and speak to us. It's an awesome thing. That's how much he loves us. His words. Last week we spoke about praying to God. He'd opened a path to glory. And now we have a chance to listen to God because he'll speak to us through the Scriptures we find in the Bible. So number one, they are inspired words of God. And number two, they are words there to teach us. When we read the words inspired by God, it gives him a chance to teach us and show us the way, the truth, and the life, as Jesus had said. These words are there to correct us also. By correcting us, God can lead us in the path of righteousness and keep us on that path all the way to life everlasting. And these words can equip us with every good work. I haven't been taking any money to any women lately or anything like that. But there's one guy I see, I'm at Walmart all the time, there's one guy I see on the corner. And finally one day I asked him, because I give him a couple bucks every time I pass him, he smiles and say, "Hi, it's Dave." And I say, "Why don't you have a job?" And I never realized this, but I share it with you today. People who live under those tents, they can't get a job because they don't have an address. You know, before you can be hired, you have to have an address. And I didn't realize this because I told him I'll give you a ride up to anywhere you want to go. There's a couple places hiring right now, especially where I get my coffee. And he said, wouldn't do me any good, Dave, because I don't have an address. So we need to listen and do good works for people. And through the words of God, we understand it was he who created all things. He wanted us to know that. We understand that God wants to be friends with us. He gave us a covenant to follow. We understand that God loves us and wants us to be children of God. And through the words of God, there will always be hope for us. People who don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, their hope ends. Our hope never ends. And finally, God's word will show us the way, the truth, and the life that Jesus had put forth. In our prayers, God hears us. And through those wonderful words of God found in the Bible, we listen to what God has to say. In England in 1955, Thomas Hawker was going to be executed for his faith in Jesus Christ. A friend whispered to him the day before his execution, "Thomas, I need to know if what they're saying about the grace of God is true. Tomorrow, when they burn you at the stake, if the pain is not too tolerable and your mind is still at peace, would you lift your hands over your head? Do it, Thomas, before you die. Thomas, I need to know." The next morning, Hawker was bound to the stake and the fire was lit. The fire burned a long time, but Hawker remained motionless. His skin was burnt to a crisp and his fingers were gone. Everyone watching thought that he was dead when suddenly, miraculously, Hawker lifted both hands, still on fire, over his head and clapped them three times. The people broke into shouts and praise and applause. Hawker's friend now had the answer. But he had the answer inside of him, even through the fire. Through prayer, we speak to God, and through Scripture, God speaks to us. When we join them together, even a fire can't burn away our faith. For that, all God's people said, Amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Almighty Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for opening up the path that we can go to you through our prayers, Lord, to your very throne. And in all these years, Lord, you've inspired everybody else to write the words for us that we can read and understand so that we might hear your words, might hear what you would have us to do, and might be able to teach us and keep us on the road to eternal life, Lord. We thank you, Father in heaven, for loving us. Lord, we pray that we will look at your words and read them, Lord, and study them, Lord, and pray often, Father in heaven. For you are the Lord, and we praise your name and thank you in all ways. Amen.